waking you up with useful information and compelling conversation. It's Bill and Joel on North Georgia's News Talk, AM 550 and FM 102.9, WDUN.
Independence Day to you, 2018. Good to have you along today on the Bill and Joel Morning Show at 8:12 on North Georgia's News Talk, WDUM. Hey, a great contributor to the show, Dr. Brent Sharpie, is with us here on this July 4th. And Dr. Brent, hope you're doing well today.
Good morning. Happy 4th of July to you.
As well, you got big plans at the house there today? Not having to work today, are you?
Yeah. Well, I have to work, but not have to go. I have to go to the hospital to work.
Okay, all right. Well, good. That is good as well. Of course, with Georgia Urology, and so where do we go today? Because we've talked about a lot of things, but you know, I know you've been talking about screenings, and there were some changes in recommendations a few years back, and they have led to some things that need to be kind of situated and corrected. And give us the backstory, and then tell us where we are today.
Yeah, I did want to cover that because there was a pretty significant change in prostate cancer screening for men. And I think it's important for the public to understand why there was a change so that hopefully we can undo some of the things that may have been caused. So the background story is PSA is a screening test for prostate cancer. It's a relatively simple blood test. And over the past 30 to 40 years, or 30 years, has resulted in about a 40% reduction in prostate cancer deaths. So that's a pretty significant improvement. What happened in 2008 and then in 2012, it got ramped up a little bit more, is the U.S. Preventative Task Force of the government looked at PSA and some data and came up with the conclusion that we shouldn't be doing PSA testing because it was resulting in treating a bunch of men with prostate cancer who were not going to die of prostate cancer. Therefore, we're only causing harm. And I think a lot of the public knows that PSA got this, what they call a D rating. So we all understand A, B, C, D, E. It's a D rating. And what happened in 2012 when that came out, it led to a drastic decline in PSA testing. And over the past couple years, we have been able to document the rise in more aggressive prostate cancer presenting to us a little bit later point in the disease process. And the fact that more people are coming to us when the disease is already outside of the prostate, which does not have the same cure rates. So that's what all that data has led now the U.S. Task Force to undo their statement in 2016 saying that we should not be doing PSAs or prostate cancer screening, that we should be talking to our patients about the risk and benefits of it. Which to me is kind of baffling because we've always done that in our office. I didn't think it took the government to tell us, hey, you should be having that discussion. So that's the background. And this is just about that there are some new recommendations and what they are and how we go from there.
Dr. Brent Sharp, Georgia Urology, with us here this morning. So what are those new recommendations? Are we going back to the previous method, or is there some new nuances to what we're doing now?
Yeah, absolutely. The current recommendations are any man between the ages of 50 and 70 should be counseled about screening. And what that means to us as the urologists on the front line is the vast majority of those men should be getting a PSA testing either once a year or every other year. And that was some of the recommendation changes, is that men, when they have a really low PSA with that initial screening, let's just say it's 50 for the average population, that they don't need it every year. They can go every other year. Now, people have to understand, so we talked about 50 to 70 with a 10-year life expectancy, so they're expected to live more than 10 years screening. However, if you are African-American or you have a family history, especially family history of either prostate cancer diagnosed at a young age or significant risk for other associated cancers, you should be screened at age 40. And I think that's really also a change, because now there's been a lot of data about, you know, DNA and genetics and how these cancers are linked. There's an absolute link between prostate cancer and about 8 other cancers. For example, if a man has a family history of a woman with breast cancer or ovarian cancer or melanoma, then they are at increased they may be at increased risk genetically, and they may need to be screening a little bit different way. So these are some of the nuances that we in Georgia Urology basically really take hold of. We do these testings. We talk about genetic counseling. We look at family history because it's important to look at the whole picture and how we best can treat people and screen people for prostate cancer.
Really quick, Dr. Brent, you satisfied where this is going now?
I am. I'm happy that we're back to, hey, we should be doing some screening. I think I wish they would have gone a little further in saying that it is really good and we should be doing it and what are the benefits. I think the changes for the lay public is difficult to look at. They don't, when the average person looks at the recommendations for 2008 to 2012 to now 2016, they may look at it and say, what's the difference? And my fear is that's not going to go back, or I'm not going to go far enough. In other words, I don't think we need to go back to screening everybody and having these mass screenings and not worry about certain things, but we cannot throw the baby out with the bathwater.
Good point.
That's the point.
Absolutely. If people, and we hope they do, want to find out more about Georgia Urology, because Georgia Urology can be a great health partner with you, what's the best way to get in touch, Dr. Brent?
Absolutely. We have a great website, gaurology.com. They can call our office at 678-205-8387 as a one way. And our website has some information about prostate cancer and screening and other urological issues that patients may deal with. And we're at 43 doctors in 33 locations, I believe it is.
Wow.
We can help.
Covering the peach day. That's good stuff. It really is. Hey, Dr. Brent, hope that you have a great day off today or whatever that looks like for you. I know the doctors are rarely off, but I hope that you have a great day with your family as much as you can and enjoy our Independence Day here.
Well, I sure do appreciate the time. Thank you.
Oh, thank you for your time. We appreciate every time you come on. Thanks, Dr. Brent Sharp, Georgia Urology, with us here on the Bill and Joel Morning Show.